Slideshow Season 20, Episode 62. 62 episodes in 2024. We doing it up, bro. We doing it up. Who's fucking with us, bro? Who's fucking with us? Ain't no one fucking with us, bro. We got consistency, bro. I'm like a fucking, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm like a fucking consistent fucking person over here and shit. Let me just fix this thing. We need to get a new phone holder for the automobile. All right, I think that's good, bro. I think we good. See? There we go. How's everybody doing? Monday, can't trust that day, bro. Monday, can't trust that day. Matter of fact, you know, in America, we got this guy named Joe Biden, who's the president. So you can't really trust any days, bro. You can't trust any days. You can't trust anybody. You can't trust your mainstream media. You know, when I look at the political space, you know, I look at, you know, things that have happened in the last couple of years. You know, you got to understand me as a person, to understand the show. You know, definitely very sarcastic, quick wit. You know, these are things, you know, these are things, bro. These are things about me. You know, and then, you know, when you look at other things about the Sly Show, you know, 20 years of the Sly Show. I don't know if you guys knew that. 20 years of the Sly Show. Great to be here, bro. Great to be here every day. You know, weekdays. These fucking people don't know how to drive. Because what happened this morning is the ceasefire crowd, you know, these Free Palestine people, are more concerned about shutting down roads than they are about doing anything. What is this? Jobless activities? You know, I mean, it's like, you know, like the whole thing with Palestine is, you know, it's been used as a thing for people who are supporting Jews in their conquest to take over that land. You know, they use these Palestinian people in America that they do these protests as a way to, like, point the finger and say, look, do you support these people? Oh, Israel must be good. You know, that's the normie conservative stance, is you look at leftists in America and you've decided that you're going to support Israel because leftists in America are shutting down roads and shit like that. Yeah, so Israel ceases to do any harm to anybody. They cease to run every fucking industry, whether it be the media business, whether it be the music business, whether it be the Hollywood business. You know, they're in charge of the LGBTQ shit. They're in charge of the FBI. They're in charge of the CIA. They're in charge of the ATF. They're in charge of the DOD. They're in charge of the DIC. They're in charge of the Z23 fucking CP30. You understand what I'm saying? So yeah, I mean the conservative stance is the normie conservative stance is that we need to support Israel because there's a bunch of leftists out here that are acting up. That gives us all the more reason to support Israel, right? Israel is doing no harm to humanity. They're doing no harm to society, and we need to support them. So it's been an ongoing thing since October 7th. Now, when October 7th happened, you know, it was a wild one, bro. It was a wild one. I mean, it was a propaganda-based event, you know, much like 9/11, much like COVID, that Israel wasn't responsible for. Israel is responsible for the October 7th narrative. Israel's responsible for everything, bro. They are. They are. They 100% are. Are they responsible for everything, though? That's a bold statement right there, young man. Yeah, I mean, most of the things that affect people on a day-to-day basis, you know, whether it be the big banks collapsing, whether it be the governments, you know, being overran by globalists. Yes, these are the things that Israel is involved in. You need, the more you know, the more you will fucking understand these things. The more you realize who's in charge in this society that we're in. We're not even talking about America. We're talking about society. Okay? And now, the more you realize these things, the more you fucking will not fucking give a fuck what anybody has to say as far as, you know, mainstream narratives, I guess the overall opinion that people have. Now, first of all, you know, this whole Iran thing, You know, a lot of people are getting involved in this, and they, you know, let's get that Islamophobia popping off, bro. We need to get back to the George W. Bush and Obama years, where they had that Islamophobia, you know. And, you know, when we look at these things from a, when we look at it from the outside in, you know, we don't look at it, you know, you got to really remove yourself from these topics and these issues, political issues and topics, and you got to just like kind of remove yourself. Remove yourself from whatever fucking emotion you have with these topics and these issues, and you have to say to yourself, interesting. Let's see what these people over here are saying. Let's see what these people over here are saying. Interesting. You will come to one common denominator that Israel is responsible for it all. Now, Israel fucking attacked the Iranian consulate in Syria. You know, so that's where this whole, like, Iran thing happened. And then, you know, you got all these faggots on the fucking political places, you know, politicians. You got the news media, and they're like, oh, yeah, Israel has a right to defend itself because of Iran. Well, Iran attacked them after Israel attacked them initially. So we need to understand these things, okay? And the other thing I would like to tell everybody out there about this Iran-Israel thing, you know, a lot of people just like all of a sudden, you know, shilling for Israel and placing Israel in their fucking bio, because that is what people do when they don't think for themselves. See, when you don't think for yourself, you just go along with fucking what's popular. You know, they'd be like, so what are we thinking today? How are we thinking today? Oh, well, we got to back Israel because they are our greatest ally. Not like kind of understanding like they're not our greatest ally. You know, that whole like Israel is our greatest ally is kind of a bullshit ass fucking thing to say. Because when you look at the destruction of America, okay, when you look at the destruction of America, America, one America, two Americas, it's America. You know, when you look at the destruction of America, Israel is responsible for that on every fucking level. One could say, what is the most important things? What are some of the fundamental things that Israel has its hand in America? I don't know. Let's name a few of them. Epstein Island, that's one of them. All the Jews that run the Hollywood business and the music business, that's another one. LGBTQ, yeah, that's another one. Yeah, that's another one. What about that whole, like, white people are evil and, you know, this and that? Oh, yeah, that's another one of them. What's another one of them? Oh, I don't know. You might have heard of this one. It's called LGBTQ. Yeah, you know, Israel is responsible for that agenda as well. Yeah, you learn a fucking thing or two. So, obviously, they're not the biggest, greatest ally to America just because that's something that conservatives who are on the right say. That doesn't really mean anything to me, you know, because I understand agendas. I understand powerful people, Rothschilds, George Soros. That's right. Now, as far as this whole Iran thing and Israel thing that's going on right now, you know, there's a lot of people talking about it, and a lot of people are shilling to Israel. And, you know, here's the deal, bro. You guys want to know, here's my foreign policy strategy. This is my foreign policy strategy. My foreign policy strategy goes as followed. Anything that benefits America, I am for. Anything that doesn't is pretty fucking gay. And we don't really care about that shit, bro. We don't really give a fuck about that shit. You know, and that is my foreign policy strategy, bro. So if, like, you know, Mike Johnson, Israel first Mike Johnson, he's a fucking faggot, if you want to ask me my personal opinion on him. You know, he says we need to work on an aid package. This is what he said a couple days ago. He said we need to work on an aid package for Israel and Ukraine. Let me break it down for you people out there. All right. Let me break it down for you people. Okay. Just because Gaza and Palestine is getting leveled right now, real genocide shit popping off, you know, and it's unfortunate, bro. It's unfortunate that these things have to happen, you know, but once again, you know, I come from a country by the name of United States of America, And once again, the Gaza, the Palestinian people, you know, yes, that's fucked up. And yes, Israel is some real evil shit that they planned. And, you know, the whole Hamas thing, you know, that's like an Israel creation. However, that's not America. So, like, you know, I actually kind of, like, worry about things that are going on in America. Grocery prices, gas prices, fucking, you know, I mean, you go down the list here. You go down the list of everything that's going on in America. And those are the things that people need to be concerned about. They don't need to be concerned about foreign aid to Ukraine or fucking Israel. You know, we don't need to be concerned about this. I mean, I would say the same thing for, you know, pretty much any country out there that's, like, not America. I just, you know, my America First foreign policy strategy is to do things that are going to benefit America, and that's not benefiting America, okay? As far as the Iran and Israel thing, you know, the government, the United States government is going to fucking push for this war. Yes, they definitely are. There's definitely foreign aid that are going to be pushing out there. And, you know, I mean, it's all fucking psyop. You know, that's what people need to understand. You know, during COVID, and, you know, it's just like, you know, after October 7th, I came out swinging on people. Really, you know, and some people didn't like it. Some people unfollowed because they have been indoctrinated into thinking Israel is our greatest ally. And like I've pointed out, Israel is not our greatest ally. Look at the agendas that they're involved in. Look at the destruction of America. Give me some things that you feel have destroyed America. Give me like five things, okay? Is America the greatest country in your eyes? Is it the greatest country? Well, the government isn't, okay? But as far as, like, you know, what we're able to do, the original ideas of this country, fucking, you know, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, you know, all of these things are supposed to be, you know, this is the place that people want to be. Now, if you were to tell me the things that you think makes America horrible, it's basically Jewish people that are controlling why you feel that way. Border mass immigration, yeah, that's a Jewish problem. That's a Jewish problem. These things are not like fucking, this isn't fucking like mathematics, bro. This isn't geometry. This isn't fucking common core math. These things are simple, all right? There's a white replacement theory, okay? Well, it's not really a theory. It's actually a factual thing. Jews hate white people, which is weird because most people look at Jews like they're white. They're not. They hate white people. Not only do Jews hate white people, they hate Christians, okay? Understand these things. So their agendas have crippled America. Have destroyed America, have crippled America. The anti-white rhetoric, the anti-Christian rhetoric. Okay? Understand that? We move on. LGBTQ. It's another agenda that's destroying America. Gun control. Another agenda that's destroying America. Understand who Karl Marx is. Understand where communism is rooted from. It's not rooted from those ugly white people that live in America. No, it's rooted from these people. And so as far as, like, you know, any type of news headlines, any type of fear-mongering that they're fucking pushing on you, anything that they're saying about Iran and this and that, you know, you got to understand we've been through these things before, bro. And I thought, you know, when Trump was doing his thing, doing peace deals and, you know, 2020 Middle East, you know, he had these fucking countries sitting down at one table. You know, he had fucking Iran and United States, which obviously Trump is representing the United States. You know, and Israel, you know, they were all fucking on the same page. There was peace in the air. It was like a fucking 1960s fucking documentary. Oh my God, peace, love, dope. Peace, love, dope, bro. We have fucking long hair. We had those fucking Volkswagen buses that people were like, oh my God, it's so peaceful. And then Biden came into office and he fucking fucked everything up. Is he weak? Most definitely. Most definitely. But, you know, here's the thing, bro, is this Israel situation, America's fucking bullshit stance on that. You know, Republicans everywhere are just in bed. Not only are they in bed, they are like Israel and America are like two gay couples. You know, let me break it down for you, okay? Israel and America are like two gay couples. All right? You're in bed with someone who really it's kind of weird. So then Israel bends America over, and you already know what goes on from that point on. Yeah, it's unfortunate. But, you know, you got people like Trump talking about America needs to support Israel. No, America needs to support America. And then, you know, you look at the other guy that was running for president, Ron DeSantis, who is the Florida governor. Florida stands with Israel. You know, it's kind of hard to like, it's kind of hard to have an, just a general thought that you want to get through to corruption. What are the corrupted things that people are concerned about? Elections. Yeah, that's going to be kind of hard to get through that one. Yeah. You know, the Epstein Island? Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard to get through that one. It's kind of hard because, you know, the people that are involved in these things, these Alan Dershowitz. You know, Fox News puts this Alan Dershowitz guy on there. Every fucking week, he's on the fucking Hannity show. He's on Laura Ingraham. And you know, this was one of the guys that was involved in that Epstein Island shit. He was like one of the lawyers or one of the Jews? Or are you going to say one of the Jews? Yes! 100%. So, really, ever since October 7th, they've been just repeating the bullshit, bro. The same propaganda phrases, the same propaganda storylines, mass rapes, oh, children were being beheaded, and they're just going to continue to do it. Because this is what we're talking about. We're talking about money. We're talking about power. We're talking about stocks. We're talking about politicians. This is why I don't like politics. People say, yo, were you always into politics before COVID and shit? No, I wasn't. Why? Because of this. Because of the propaganda that gets pushed out there. And it really is bullshit. Now, if we want to talk about things that are actually happening in America, like, I'm for it, bro. You know, if you want to talk about, you know, women getting their whole situation trampled on, their sports, you know, getting ruined. You know, I mean, let's talk about those things. But these fucking propaganda, fucking, like, these things that mainstream media pushes out there to the people, to like, you know, and the normies will gravitate towards all the fake propaganda. They do. They did with October 7th, and they will with this Iran thing. You know, but the fact is the reality is, if we're talking about war, there is no Republican and there is no Democrat, okay? The establishment is going to stand with the establishment. I don't care how many leftists shut down roads, shut down buildings. The establishment's view on this whole situation with Iran and Israel is to back Israel. John Fetterman is a Democrat. He backs Israel. Gavin Newsom is a Democrat. He backs Israel. Donald Trump is a Republican. He backs Israel. Ron DeSantis is a fucking is a Republican. He backs Israel. Okay? Don't let these left-wing protesters that are shutting down roads make you feel like Israel is not the priority, because it very much well is. And this is part of the agenda. This is part of the establishment. And this is the way it's going to go. Okay? Yes, there's people like AOC or Rashid Tlaib. And, you know, there's these little sprinkles of like, oh, we for the ceasefire. But no, the establishment's fucking stance is to back Israel. All right? And you have a bunch of dumbass motherfucking Republican voters that are, yeah, Israel's our greatest ally because, like, I don't know why Israel's our greatest ally. You know, it's like you walk up to a Republican and be like, yo, so why is Israel our greatest? Well, because, like, you know, it like, saying that Israel is our greatest ally is kind of like when you would talk to people about Trump being racist. Or talked about why you don't like Trump. Well, you know, Israel's our greatest ally because, you know, I don't even know why they're our greatest ally. They just are, bro. They just are because, like, I have a friend that's Jewish. And, like, yo, like, Israel is just so fucking great. And they're our ally. It's like, but you don't know, you don't understand. Now, you know, this is what we talk about, normieism. All right. There is no protected political side that is a normie and who's not a normie. You know, actually, I thought there was, you know, actually during COVID, you know, like people were like talking about like, you know, they were just saying a whole bunch of crazy shit, you know, people on the left. And we was like, we came out, you know, we started calling them normies, you know, people who went along with the bullshit. You know, the masking and, you know, the vaccines and, you know, all these things. And, you know, we basically said, okay, all these people are normies because they just go along with the mainstream establishment narrative. And, you know, unfortunately, if you don't do any research, if you don't know about what you're talking about, you look stupid, bro. You look really stupid, you know? And it doesn't really take much. And really the thing about it is when political party narratives get established, if you're a normie, you're just going to follow along, you know? And that's why it's good not to be labeled out. That's why it's good not to say you're a Republican or a conservative. I mean, it's hard, though, because so many things get bumbled in. And sometimes there are things that are kind of like more like, you know, right-wingers are, you know, in agreement, majority of top, you know, when you come across things like maybe transgenderism. You know, transgenderism is one of those things where I think Republicans and conservatives and people who are, you know, right-wing, you know, are going to majority come to an agreement on. But everything is not a political, like, you should not look at everything as this, you know, and the reality is this is all a fucking fuck, bro. It really is, because it's election season. You know, we got people who are really talking about being American first, America first. And then, you know, they turn around and they tell you that we need to fucking send money to a foreign, bro, it's the same shit, bro. You know, the Ukraine thing is the same shit as the Israel thing. It's different audiences getting the same fucking message. At the end of the day, you know, and this goes back to like the 60s, bro. Yeah. This goes back to the 60s. And, you know, people, you know, I always think about the whole war thing. Like, I'm against war, bro. I'm against war. You know, the thing about people who are, the thing about people who are shilling for Israel, you know, like Republicans, is they're not anti-war. They're literally, they're not anti-war. You know, so it's like, it's one of these contradictions that you see where Republicans, conservatives, right-wingers, you know, they've basically have lied to you. They've lied to themselves and they lied to you about their whole Ukraine thing. Okay, so with the Ukraine thing, they were like, oh yeah, we're the party of being anti-war, and, you know, we're against all, you know, anything that has to do with that, and, you know, we're just not like Joe Biden. Joe Biden wants to send foreign aid over there, bro, and they're doing the same thing with Israel. So now all of these people who claimed that they were anti-war, oh, well, no, I mean, I'm anti-war, but, I mean, these are like real terrorists that are going on. And it's the same fucking situation than it was with Bush, Obama, and every other fucking president that's been fucking, you know. And this is why I don't like fucking politics, is because these fucking people are all on the same fucking shit, bro. The Bushes, the Obamas, the Trumps, all these fucking people, bro. Trump said America supports Israel. That's what he said. I didn't say it. He said it, all right? And all of these fucking people are all fucking faggots to me, bro. Because they're all pushing a propaganda message. And, you know, obviously they're not talking about, like, the actual facts of what happened with this Iran thing. And, you know, I mean, Iran, you know, Unusual Whales is one of these social accounts that people follow, and, you know, they post a lot of things in the financial world that's going on, and things that are going on in the news world. And they said, yo, America should stay out of it. And I was, when I saw that, I was like, yo, that sounds like a great idea. But no, you're not going to see that. If you are bought and paid by Israel, okay? If you're bought and paid by Israel, if you are bought and paid by Israel, and some shit pops off like this, what's going on with Iran and Israel, Israel's going to be looking at your motherfucking ass. You Mike Johnson faggots, bro. You Mike Pence people. Israel's looking right at you. And they're going to be like, yo, we gave you that money. Don't you remember those kickbacks we gave you? It's a mess, bro. That's why I like to look at wartime, you know, when the government is, you know, getting their money. You know, I mean, this is the same thing with Ukraine. I mean, it's the same thing with Ukraine, except now we're dealing with Israel. And only a smart fucking person will be able to determine that it's the same shit. See, people who are normies, they're going to be sure of themselves. Oh no, Israel is different than Ukraine. Vice versa. Oh no, Ukraine really needs our help. You start sounding like you want these countries to be the 51st state, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's Israel. And all I'm doing out here on the slideshow is trying to tell people we need to be America first. Fuck them, bro. It ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, there's a narrative, which is a false narrative, which I think it's funny. You know, it's a funny narrative, but there is a false narrative that the people that are in the United States military are a bunch of, like, transgenders, and, you know, like, if we go to war, you know, there's going to be, like some serious, like, jokes, you know, because of all the people that are running all the military, you know, because you see these Richard Levine types and all of these, like, men who think they're women, and, you know, they all that shit is political. Let me say this. All of that is political theater. Like, all of that is political theater. The reality about the United States military is there are some real killers in the United States military. And those killers that are in the Marine Corps and Navy SEALs and the Army, you know, all those fucking killers, those people will be sent to fight if they do decide to do any type of thing. I don't think they would do a draft just because of the way the military environment is, especially now is 2024. You know, I could be wrong. You know, I don't know everything about everything, but, you know, I don't think they would do a draft. But this idea that the the military is like super woke and, you know, it's just a bunch of transgenders that are in the military. That, bro, you're sadly mistaken. Unfortunately, here's the fucking fucked up thing, is the people that will be going to fight are people you probably know in the military. We will go back to what Tupac said, is they got money for wars, but they ain't got money to feed the poor. So yeah, I mean, this is where we're at, bro. You know, we got conservative Americans believing the news again. See, you can't be selective on that. You know, there's too many people that are like, I believe the news when it favors Trump, but, you know, I don't believe the news when it's talking about Biden. I don't believe the news when it's talking about COVID vaxes and masks and anything to do with that. But then I believe the news again when we're hearing about, you know, Israel being attacked. Selective. You got the selective news believers. It should be a fucking, like, it should be a whole fucking sports team. The selective news believers. They believe the news when they feel it's convenient to them. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't believe no one, bro. I don't. That's why the COVID thing happened, and they started talking about masks, and they said 6 feet, and then years later, they said the 6 feet was just something they kind of just came along. It just came up, and they were like, "Oh yeah, this is the science, bro. This the science is to mask up and shit." You know, I would say the people that believe the news most are boomer Republicans. Those are the people that believe the news. Anyone who's over the age of 60 and you're part of the Republican Party, you're the worst Republican, matter of fact. You motherfuckers probably think we need to be standing with Israel. You motherfuckers probably just disregard everything Israel is involved in. Well, matter of fact, do you even know? You know, I always run into these things when I talk to my dad. My dad's a boomer Republican. He's not 60. But, you know, he's definitely, you know, he's one of the old school Republicans. He's one of these people that, you know, gets his news from the TV box. If you're getting your news from the TV box, you should keep watching this show, because, like, I'm going to radicalize your whole fucking way of viewing information and shit like that. And, you know, it's an unfortunate one, bro. Monday, can't trust that day. How's everybody doing out there? I would like to say I appreciate everybody on the 62nd episode of the 2024 season. You know? And I really felt like, you know, we were getting some, like, we were making progress. You know, with the normie Republican voter that just believes the news. You know, because after October 7th, boom, we came out swinging. We was like, we throw up memes. We threw it all. Lost, like, close to 1,000 followers. And then, like, in the last couple of weeks, I just noticed this, just, like, especially with the Candace Owens thing. You know, when the Candace Owens thing happened, Candace Owens basically got fired from Daily Wire for saying Christ is King. And it's kind of a long story. And, you know, those of you that have been following it, you understand it. But, you know, and there's been some things that have happened in the last, I don't know, couple months. You know, the Candace Owens thing, we're talking about Jewish supremacy. You know, a lot of people started kind of like researching things. Things came up, 9/11 did not, or Jews did 9/11. You know, the dancing Israelis. You know, a lot of these things have come up. You know, when you start talking about the JFK assassination, who was involved in that. You know, we've called out these Republicans that are shilling to Israel unnecessarily. You know, people like RFK Jr., who is hanging out with Rabbi Shmuley, and these are the evil fucking people of the world. Yeah, this guy sells sex toys with his daughter, and he's one of the most famous Jews. He is one of the most famous decorated Jews by the ADL. You know, and you know, I did feel like there was a lot of people coming around. And then all it took was, yo, there's like, oh, there's a, Iran is sending fucking, they're going to have to intercept them. Propaganda is all over the fucking place. It's everywhere and shit, bro. And I refuse to be a normie little faggot, bro. Normie faggots believe news. Normie faggots believe narratives. Normie faggots believe what other people say. And they don't do any research. Which is a large amount of people. You know, we talked about COVID. We talked about, you know, we talked about all of these things that people, bro, we're talking $1 trillion, bro. We're talking about $1 trillion of advertisement that people denied. But they said war, and everybody got back in the fucking lockstep. This is the establishment's fucking view, is to support Israel. And then, you know, people would say, so what do you want to say about the left-wing agitators that are, like, shutting down roads? Well, I don't want to say anything. I mean, I'm not on, you know, I'm not on their side. You know, like, I don't know. What does that have to do? Like, just because there's left-wing people that are doing stupid shit in America, and they're saying free Palestine, that does that make, like, Israel, like, fucking, like... like the good guys, I'm just like, you know, like too many people are looking at this shit from like a very like, oh, okay. So seeming that the left wing protesters in America are a bunch of fucking idiots and they're a bunch of like Black Lives Matters 2.0 type people. Israel is like the good guys all of a sudden. Does that make, that's how people are approaching this. And you can't approach it, these things. These things are political matters. These things are complex political matters. Just because a bunch of leftists are fucking protesting everywhere you look, and they're saying ceasefire, it ain't got nothing to do with what Israel is involved in. You're worried about things that are going on fucking stateside for something that's happening 3,000 miles or wherever Israel is in reference to where you're at. You people are fucking stupid, bro. And that's exactly how people feel. Oh, well, you know, there's a bunch of leftists that are fucking protesting. So, you know, we should back Israel. What are you doing, bro? You guys are fucking retarded, bro. See, this is why I can't get in, this is why I can't get into these discussions with people. Because people are fucking stupid and they think like that. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Sly Show Season 20 episode. What episode is this? 62. Yeah, we just, we're knocking them out, bro. We're knocking them out. So, you know, that's what's going on, bro. Did everybody have a great weekend, bro? You know, like, did you have, like, a good weekend there? You know, it was full of these, things. And, you know, everybody's on the fucking take, bro. Everybody's on the take. Trump, don't matter. And there's really, I think we are, look, we are way past, you know, as far as like last week too, you know, we talked about this whole Republican situation in America with the abortion thing. You know, it don't matter, bro. It don't matter what politician is bought out. It don't matter. It don't matter nothing, bro. None of it fucking matters. All right. They're all bought out. If they're fucking politicians, they're all bought out. All right. This is, we just need to get past that. And realize that, you know, there's going to be some serious things that are going to be taking place. And a lot of the things that are going to be taking place are going to be filled with propaganda. And, you know, if I start talking about some fucking other shit, because you guys are like, yo, what if, yo, Sly's not talking. Yeah, bro, I'm going to talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about, bro. We're going to talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. There was a Mini Cooper fucking driving right there, bro. There's a Mini Cooper driving. We're going to talk about that Mini Cooper driving, you know? Yeah, fuck it. Why not, bro? Talk about tractors and shit. No, there's tons of things to talk about, bro. There's always something to talk about, bro. That's the greatest thing about the Sly Show, is it? I just literally, no notebook, just hit record and just like let the shit fly, bro. I was watching Fire Country. It's a show on fucking what's that network? What were we watching that? I was watching on some firemen and shit. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're you know, we're watching that shit over the weekend. It's a cool show, man. Yeah. Shout out to all the firemen out there. You know, all you hardworking firemen. If you're a hardworking fireman, you know, I salute you. But even that, even the fire departments are woke as fuck. Woke as fuck. You know, yeah, bro. You know, the thing about California. Okay, now, you know, if you're like in a different state, like, I don't know, like a red state or Texas or some shit, and you look at California and you'd be like, damn, bro, don't ever come here. I'm going to tell you guys right now, don't ever fucking come here, bro. As long as Democrats are running this motherfucking state, you ain't got no reason to come here. You know, because these fucking people are fucking retarded, bro. So, you know, they got this at-will employment, something we talked about before, where basically, like, if someone knows, like, you're, like, anti, you know, if you have views that oppose, you know, it's, like, the establishment, like, LGBTQ, and someone finds out that you have these views, they could fire you for that shit. Yeah, in California. Not only can they fire you for that shit, you know, they can fucking, yeah. You can't do anything about it. I've heard stories of that happening to people where they was like, they were fucking working and shit, and someone, you know, some people found out and shit. Yeah, it's at will employment. But yeah, I mean, you know, that's just California, bro. Communism is on the rise. That's why they have a whole saying called California. Yep. And there's parts of California, lots of parts of California that are not communist. There's lots of parts of California that are definitely, you know, they say in Louisiana, they want to start posting the Ten Commandments on the walls. That's right. Based. That's based. That's 100% based. Look. And then, you know, the argument is like, well, you know, so either you are for people forcing things on children or not forcing things on children. Well, my view of that is there is only what is and there is not what is not. If they had a LGBTQ, if they had a LGBT, am I saying it right? LGBTQ. If they had a LGBTQ, like value system, I would much rather have the Ten Commandments. That is what is. Jesus Christ. Understand. Okay? People ain't gonna agree with that. Most people, a good amount of people won't. Like, bro, I don't want to be like, I don't have a problem with the fucking gay people, but I just don't want it, like, shoved down my throat. I'm all for it, bro. I mean, you know, we go back to the 50s and shit, bro. Yeah, let's get back to the 50s and shit, yeah. You know, let's get back to it, bro. What was the 50s about? Yo, the man was running the shit. The woman had their duties in society. You know, there's like these World War III memes, you know, these World War III memes that show like, you know, it says feminists when the World War III draft hits. It's actually a fake ass fucking image, bro. Yo, no, you're not. What are you talking about? There ain't no such thing as feminists going back into the kitchen. Bitches don't even know what that fucking even means. You asking these fucking females to go into the kitchen, these feminists, bro, they don't even know how to cook. They go to fucking McDonald's every day. They go to Taco Bell feminists don't know how to cook, and the ones that do, you know, like, I'm inclined to think it's probably some horrible ass meals and shit. No, they're going to the draft too. What, you do you realize how many out here in the far left Bay Area, they got equal signs on all the cars because they want equal rights? And then what? Because there's a World War III draft, you think you're going to fucking get conveniently, like, ushered into the kitchen? Fuck that shit. You don't even know what the kitchen looks like. You don't even know what it smells like. And then they say, damn, well, oh, why you like the 50s so much? Now you know why. Slideshow, season 20, episode 62. It's a joke. It's a joke. Some people don't get it. Some people take that shit serious, though. They definitely do. Nah, people, bro, I'm telling you, bro. I would say if you are, like, high strung, if you got anxiety issues, because a lot of people have that type of thing going on, you need to go to the gym. That's my first suggestion. But you probably should not watch, like, news media at all, bro. This is probably the one time you don't want to do it, bro. There's females that are really scared about going getting drafted. No, I don't think it's gonna happen. It's just me. Am I being facetious? Or not facetious? Am I being gullible by thinking that? Maybe, shit. I don't fucking know. But if you were to ask me, do you think there's gonna be a draft? No, I don't think there is. And if there is, then shit, fuck it. Then we all going. Well, I'm not going. I think I'm too old. And they'd be like, nah, bitch. You ain't too old. That's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing. You ain't too old, though, bro. Anyway, Slideshow, season 20, episode 62. You guys have a wonderful God bless day. I'll check you guys on the next one.